unfortunately, what we're looking at is a very sharp rise in drunk driving cases nationally in 2025. Now, only for 10 months, so we're talking about January to October, but there's a 37% jump nationally in drunk driving cases. So we're well used to talking about drunk driving and drink driving and drunken driving. But of course, we know that there's a drugs epidemic going on, cocaine, etc. in the country. And on Garda Síochána, to their credit, are catching up on the detection and bringing cases before the district court. And that would be one reason why there is this soaring figure or raising of figures over the last 4 years that I've tracked figures for. But nonetheless, in light of that, what I'm calling for very simply is, with this particular pinch point period coming up and this happy season of Christmas where people are going to be socialising an awful lot, we need an expanded roadside drug testing regime this Christmas, because the number of road deaths, as we've seen only today or yesterday overnight, the figures were released, they're also on the increase nationally. And I'm also calling for anybody convicted of drug driving to be required to resit their driving test at a very minimum level, and also to complete a comprehensive driver re-education programme. I think anything that makes people stop and add penalty and pain to the sanction imposed on them is for the betterment of all of us. And the other more longer term solution is that I do strongly believe, and I've called this out even last year, and that was that anybody who is a repeat offender of drug driving, they should be sanctioned by the district court as part of the suite of sanctions afforded to a judge. They should be sanctioned in relation to having an interlocker device fitted to their car, so that they simply cannot start the car unless they pass a positive drugs test.
And now, to my understanding, I thought those interlockers were more catered to drink driving. Is there a facility to test for drugs with those as well?
Yes. As far as I understand, the tech is moving on very swiftly, and there is a facility to detect drug driving as well as drink driving. And I do think that with the advent of AI, all of this type of tech should be deployed, because unfortunately the traditional sanctions are simply not having the desired effect. So people don't seem to be deterred. People who are convicted don't seem to be deterred by a driving disqualification, minimum of 1 year, if you're found to be above the legal threshold for cocaine, cannabis or heroin. And also then the convictions and the disqualifications can go higher and higher beyond that if you're impaired to such an extent due to drug taking that you don't have proper control of the vehicle. I mean, there are fines up to €5,000, and there are terms of imprisonment up to 6 months, and then obviously a criminal record. But as I say, this does not seem to be deterring people from stopping this type of unacceptable behaviour, which is causing deaths, maiming lives, and leaving behind so many grieving families around the country.
Do you think, is there a lack of understanding with drivers of how long drugs remain in our system? I know that there's a general understanding that for alcohol, one unit will pass through the body within an hour. But for the likes of cocaine, that's significantly longer.
Yes, it is. Yes, I think you're quite right. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think education programmes, I think advertising campaigns, the Road Safety Authority or the Department of Health itself or any government agency, I think all resources should be deployed to education, even at a local level, even at the level of schools, although I know that teachers are very overburdened with many initiatives that they're expected to lead out on and teach our young people. But I also think, as part of the driving test, that these types of facts and figures and data and analysis that you've just outlined, that they should be part of the test, and that would-be drivers looking for their full licence should be tested on these. Yes, any amount of information and education is required in this area.